California officials are cracking down on farmers' use of groundwater. The state's water board voted to take control of the groundwater in a region of California's Central Valley, where much of the country's tomatoes, almonds, and cow's milk is produced. Beginning in July, farmers will pay fees for the water they pump from the ground. This decision could force some of the state's most powerful farmers to pay millions of dollars in fees or stop cultivating large swaths of their farmland. Joining us now is Jake Biddle, staff writer at Grist, our editorial partner. Hi, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. These new rules also require users to measure how much water they pump, something they've never had to do before, and it will charge a fee of $20 per acre foot pumped. What are the risks when too much groundwater is pumped out of the ground by farmers? What happens?
Right. So this has been going on in California for, you know, almost a century now, and they have started to see in the last couple of decades really severe effects from essentially unlimited groundwater pumping. The first effect is that, you know, residential wells, they tend to go dry or they get polluted with nitrates, arsenic, trichloropropane, very, very dangerous carcinogenic chemicals. And sometimes they just don't yield water anymore at all, which leaves sort of small towns without any water. The other effect is that, you know, pumping a lot of water out of the ground creates massive land subsidence. So some parts of the valley have sunk by, you know, literally dozens of feet, which causes, you know, bridges and canals to get all messed up. It opens up fissures. It's really, really bad for the land. So there's those are the two principal risks that the state is trying to avoid.
So this is the first time that California has imposed any fee, but it's not particularly high. Other areas have voluntarily imposed local fees that are much higher. Do you think there's a precedent here for this kind of policing of groundwater?
Yeah, so, I mean, the state, they really hoped in sort of passing this big groundwater law, they really hoped to give each basin, each area, local control over its groundwater. And so some of those basins responded quite progressively. They said, yeah, we're pumping too much, so we're going to put a fee. What's the right fee, you know, to get the right amount of pumping? But these basins, like the one in Tulare Lake that the state just cracked down on, they didn't really come up with, like, any kind of adequate plan. So the state is in bringing down the hammer. And this is a highly politically controversial process. And it's very, very, very incendiary in this part of the valley. So I think the state, the $20 per acre foot fee is kind of a concession to, they're sort of admitting, like, we really don't want to do this. We understand how controversial it is, but we have to do it anyway. So they're starting it, you know, rather low, and probably too low to disincentivize, like, massive amounts of pumping.
I would assume farmers are dismayed by the possibility that they might be paying millions in fees. But I wonder if there is a fairly good promise that this policing effort will actually bring a reduction in the amount of groundwater that's used by the agricultural areas.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, for almost every part of the valley and every, like, overtaxed groundwater basin in California, the writing has been on the wall for a couple of years now, and it's like, eventually you're going to have to pump less. And the way to do that, the best way to do that is to charge a fee or just to make it, you know, mandatory that you have to pump less. And so they can kind of do it the easy way or the hard way, right? A lot of places took the easy way out. Tulare Lake, which is, you know, dominated by these two giant farming conglomerates, Boswell and Sandridge, they took the hard way. And I think, though, that, like you're saying, inevitably they will have to use less. It's just a matter of when that happens and how much resistance they put up and what happens in the meantime. But yeah, there's promise here.
Well, the saying is, as goes California, so goes the nation, right? So is it possible we'll see similar moves in other states?
Yeah, so some other states have, you know, they already have the tools to regulate groundwater, but they just haven't done it for a while. There are other states that probably are looking to California and saying, you know, what happens when you really crack down on some of the biggest agricultural interests in your state? It's not so much that they don't have the ability to regulate groundwater, but that they've maybe never tried to go at the necks, if you will, of, like, the largest irrigators. And so I think even more so than the legal precedent, they'll be looking at just the amount of blowback that the state receives as they go out and try to meter these wells and impose the fees.
Okay, so we got about a minute here. What happens if farmers don't abide by these regulations don't pay these fees?
Well, that really remains to be seen. But I think, like, you know, when they go out to like at the hearing, when they voted to send them into probation, there was an officer from California Highway Patrol, the state trooper there. And I assume that when they go meter the wells, that there will be some kind of local or state law enforcement officer there. It's hard to imagine that there would actually be like someone would actually get arrested for this. But I think that, you know, if people start trying to duck the law, you know, the state will probably increase the fee or try to find some way of turning up the heat. I don't think it will come to that level of confrontation, but it's certainly a highly controversial issue right now.
And I assume 20 seconds or so that there's a worry that this could impact the economy, but that's so dependent on agriculture.
Yeah. I mean, these places, agriculture is the entire economy. So if you really brought down the hammer with the fees, millions of dollars of economic output would vanish. And they've been trying to figure out what to do about that, but there's no easy answers.
Of course. Jake Biddle, staff writer with our editorial partner, Grist, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.